One of the largest banks in the world may soon need a rescue. Deutsche Bank shares have lost around half their value in the last year, and multiple hedge fund clients are reportedly moving some holdings to other firms. Meanwhile, CEO John Cryan is trying to reassure his staff today. He said in a letter that we are and remain a strong Deutsche Bank. Kurt Nickisch joins us in the studio now. He's senior editor at Harvard Business Review. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Jeremy.
And this is Germany's largest lender. What happened today? What is all this anxiety about?
Yeah, investors are really nervous that these reports of the 10 hedge funds were reducing their exposure to Deutsche Bank. You know, I lived in Germany for a while. Movies came there later. Fads came there later. And the worry is, I think, that stuff from the United States, the financial crisis that hit here earlier, is finally coming to roost in Germany's banking industry.
You're talking about what happened earlier this month. It was revealed that the Justice Department wants Deutsche Bank to pay $14 billion over activities leading up to the financial crisis. Other banks have had to get into their own agreements with the Justice Department and pay money. But that's what the Germans are worried about at this point.
Yeah, this fine of $14 billion that the Justice Department has levied is coming long after U.S. banks have already paid their fines and sort of weathered the crisis. And so they're also looking at a bank that for a while overexposed and had to sort of scale back. John Cryan came in last year to sort of shore things up. And so it wasn't a great situation for Deutsche Bank already, and now there's this big fine, and people are worried.
And the fine, by the way, is over packaging up mortgage securities
right. And
labeling them as good when, in fact, they weren't good.
Right, that whole subprime housing lending market that got everybody in trouble.
Would the German government consider bailing out Deutsche Bank if need be?
I think yes. Earlier this week, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that she just hoped the bank would weather the storm. So some people saw that as saying there's no guarantee. I see that as just responsible leadership. She's basically saying, ask me later. The European Central Bank is in Frankfurt, too. They can put liquidity into the market. So I don't think that the German government or the European governments really want to see Germany's largest bank go under.
Deutsche Bank, meanwhile, has been saying we shouldn't be paying this much. The fine should be smaller.
Yeah, $14 billion is nearly three times what Goldman Sachs paid as a fine, for instance. And there has already been pressure from European regulators and European politicians on the U.S. to reduce that.
Are other banks in trouble as well, or is this really specific to Deutsche Bank?
This is specific to Deutsche Bank, but Europe's banking industry isn't in great shape. You know, Greece and Italy have financial hassles, and Germany's second largest bank, Commerzbank, just announced that they are going to be laying off one-fifth of their global workforce. And so the whole European and German banking sector isn't on sort of the best footing right now, and I think that's why it's so troubling.
Any impact on consumers?
I think consumers there see this as a great bank, a great brand, and they think it's mostly the U.S. and maybe Wall Street doing rumors, you know, so people can make a quick buck. But the thing is, in the banking industry, perception is everything. Trust is everything.
Right.
And if a trickle of money out becomes a stream, then things get real very quickly.
Confidence is key in the banking industry. Kurt Nickisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. Thanks so much.
You got it.